It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And is it healthy to confront people who have wronged you in your past?
Depends, I guess.
I have to say, earlier this morning, Alexis's hair wronged me.
Seriously?
And I have not been able to get over it ever since.
Oh, I went to bed with wet hair.
Yeah.
Ew. That causes issues in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Is that the excuse?
Yeah.
Because you guys see
guys,
it, right?
Stop it.
Well,
I'm looking over there right now.
I bought silk pillowcases.
I didn't.
Wow.
So what's in the moisture, apparently.
We'll consider confronting Alexis's follicles a little bit later, because we're going to put our focus on the listeners first.
Oh, good.
Good.
Distract me from that.
Yeah, like Sophia, who asked for our help with a closure call.
Oh, I love these.
And if you aren't familiar with these, they're a little bit more serious than what we normally do on the show, mm-hmm. but we try to help people who've been stuck on something that happened in their past.
Yeah.
Maybe it was months ago or even years ago.
Yeah.
Bring them a little peace of mind so they could finally put it behind them and move on.
Yeah.
And let's get to it with Sophia. Sophia, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, man. You sound down. Are you okay?
I'm a bit stressed. There's a situation, I guess, that it's been a long time, but it's been bothering me for forever and ever, you know, and I wasn't really sure how to deal with it and everything, so I was, you know, hoping you guys could help me out a bit.
Yeah. Your insurance doesn't cover therapy either.
Huh? Yeah. And I'm sure it couldn't possibly be more stressful than what's going on in studio right now with Alexis's hair. So
mention
whenever
it again,
you're ready,
Jeff, and see what happens.
Just tell us about why you reached out to us.
Yeah, here's what happened. So back in college, it was my freshman year, and I went to a really big school, and mm-hmm. I'm kind of shy, I guess. So I didn't know anybody, you know what I mean, at the time, and I had a hard time first starting out, but one night I was, you know, sitting in the cafeteria by myself after classes and everything, and this girl came up to me and she introduced herself.
Aww.
Yeah, it was really sweet, and her name was Aubrey.
Okay.
Aubrey.
Aww,
that's
like that
awesome.
It's
I mean,
really,
it's always so nice when somebody reaches out like that.
Yeah.
Some people like me, I'm a little bit introverted and I need somebody sometimes to start the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was like friendly and warm and we hit it off immediately, which was really cool and everything. And she ended up inviting me to a house party. And after that, we became really good friends and everything. And then we ended up being roommates and renting an apartment near campus. And
fun.
Oh, God, that's so fun.
Yeah, we got really close, and then we started, like, dating people and stuff. You know, like, we would go on double dates and whatever. But I started seeing this guy senior year, and I really was, like, kind of in love with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
We've all been there, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and we were, like, talking about future plans to keep dating after graduating and all that stuff.
Did it hurt your relationship with Aubrey? I mean, sometimes it can, and when you're, like, so infatuated with a guy mm-hmm. and you kind of lose sight of other relationships.
Well, no, that wasn't the problem. So what happened was I was studying for finals in the library, right, one night.
Mm-hmm. Ew, you were still studying your senior year? Yikes. Anyway, sorry, go on.
And I got tired, and I decided to go back home, like, early, I guess you could say.
Uh-oh.
And I walked in, and my boyfriend and Aubrey were on the couch making out.
No!
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm heartbroken for you.
Aubrey, we hate her now.
What is she doing? I mean, it's like you can replace the boyfriend. You can't replace her.
That's awful.
Yeah.
It was so bad. It was so bad. It was like the most gut-wrenching moment I had ever been through.
Talk about being a horrible friend.
Yeah. Ugh.
So I went in the bathroom and locked myself in the bathroom and started crying in the bathtub. It was awful.
Oh my God.
No.
And then she was trying to talk to me through the bathroom door and make things better. But of course I was devastated and hysterical and
I mean, how do you make things better?
Game of beer pong is how you fix that.
She's trying to slide shots through the door. I got you, friend.
That's terrible. So it ended your friendship, probably.
Yeah, what happened?
And it ruined the last 2 weeks of my college experience. Like, I don't even
know. Oh, no, the very
it was
end.
Such a blur. Like, everything, we broke up, and then, she was never there, and I was just a hot mess express.
I mean, the last 2 weeks of my college were a blur and a hot mess express, but not because of that. It was just I was going all out. You know,
up for lost time?
Yeah, hurrah before it was all done.
Jeff could have been the guy making out with your roommate at this point.
I don't have any recollection of the last 2 weeks, so it's possible.
I mean, that is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
So how long? Uh-huh. I mean, it's been years, and I'm guessing you just haven't talked to Aubrey since. Aubrey sense.
No, she deserves to have her name said wrong.
Yeah, Aubrey.
I mean, we graduated, and then soon after that, I found out they were, like, officially dating.
Ugh. How even worse.
This was, like, 6 years ago, just about.
Yeah.
But recently, I just found out from another, like, an old college friend that Aubrey and my ex actually, they just got engaged.
Oh no!
I mean,
I think
good for them, but yeah, at the same time,
I mean, it's mixed emotions.
How does that make you feel?
Yeah,
it's been so long. Like, I wouldn't say I'm angry about it anymore. I, like, literally, like Ariana Grande, like, no more tears left to cry. Like,
I love her.
Yeah.
Sorry,
but I've spent, like, so much time just being, like, confused. Like, why? Why would she do this to me? You know, like, she was my best friend. I mean, why did she not tell me that she had feelings for him? Or why would you just, like, stab me in the back and throw away our friendship like that? So I've just been, like, confused for so much time. And then I heard you guys had this segment, and I thought, well, maybe I could get some answers, because, I mean, I don't think that I would feel comfortable, like, reaching out by myself, and I don't think I'd be able to form the right words, or, like, you know what I mean? Like,
we have no shortage of words that we can offer on this show. We're very good at words. Jose's an expert.
Short words. Chrysanthemum.
No, I think, like, I lost one of my best friends after I graduated college, and it was,
like, made out with her boyfriend?
No, she lied to me about a bunch of stuff, but and it hurt more than any breakup I had ever been
in. It's like that betrayal. Worse than the actual act.
Like, you put so much trust and love in that person.
Right. And it sounds a little bit more like you deserved it, though, Brooke. With Sophia, it's a different story. And you know how these things go. Sophia has been working with our producer to come up with four questions to send to her old friend, Aubrey.
Okay, I wasn't sure if it was Aubrey or the ex.
I'm curious if you're going to get any answers that is going to make it feel better.
Well, we got Aubrey's email, sent those out a few days ago, and Aubrey replied to all four questions. And we're going to read what she said and give you some answers about why she cheated with your old college boyfriend when we finish your closure call.
Oh, my gosh.
Right after this.
Thank you.
Hold on.